Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with His goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to Him.
As we give God the praise for this day, we give God the honor for this day. I don't know about you, but I am so grateful to be in the house just one more time. Amen. Because he did not have to do it. He did not have to see me from to fro. Amen. But God saw fit to let me see this day. Amen. So I am just so grateful that these old eyes opened up just one more time. Amen. And because of that, I'm going to give him the praise. And if you have been redeemed by the Lord, I'm not talking about just those normal people like him. I'm talking about somebody that know that the blood of Jesus has fallen upon them. And if you know that the blood of Jesus has fallen upon you, amen, then I need you to give God some praise right now. If you know, if you believe that the blood of Jesus is upon you, give him some praise. If you know that you have been healed by the blood of Jesus, give him some praise. If you know that you have been changed by the blood of Jesus, that means if you're not the same person that you used to be, amen. If you know this, then you give him some praise. That means that should be everybody within the sound of my voice. If you have been through something and you have come out of it, then you ought to give him the praise. What I'm saying to you is don't stop giving him the praise, because that is your power against the enemy of this world.
Thank you, Father.
What I'm saying to you is that is your power, amen, to stop the things of this world that try to swallow you up, amen. When sin comes upon you and tries to stop you from running your race of faith, it is your praise that keeps you moving, amen. It is your praise that helps you. It is your praise.
Hallelujah.
It is your praise.
Hallelujah.
So I'm telling you right now.
Amen.
That if you know. If you know that you know,
amen,
then give him some praise.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Give him some praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Now it's
time.
That's your praise.
Thank you,
Jesus.
That you hire.
Yes.
You see, I'm a living witness, amen. They said, how did that young boy get the things that he got? How did he get the church that he has? How did he get the, how was he able to do the things that he has done? Well, let me tell you, it's my praise, amen. It is my praise that has taken me places that I never thought that it would take me ever in this life, amen. It is my praise, amen. It is because I will give God the praise regardless to who's around, what's around, and when they're trying to do it, amen. I will give God the praise in the midst of the lion's den. So I know for a fact, amen, that when you give God the praise, amen, some miraculous things begin to happen in your life.
Say it, Pastor. Say it.
I'm here to let you know. That it's that time, amen. It's that time. And though I don't want to be greedy and take up all this time, we're here to have some church, amen. And though we're having church right now, amen, we got to go through some fundamentals, amen. And we got to go through some of the church order of worship, amen. But I'm here to let you know.
Pastor, say it.
I'm here to let you know.
Yes,
that if you know, if you believe, give God the praise. Don't let your praise be bottled up inside of you. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Let it come out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let it come out.
Because there's nobody hearing your praise except for you. And if you nobody praises you, and you're the only person that nobody but you, then it's no good to nobody else. I'm trying to stop, amen, because I'm trying to let you know that this is what it's all about. It's to open up your mouth, amen. We've been quiet for too long. Open up your mouth, amen, and let that praise come out. We want to stop the evil that's upon us, amen. Open up your mouth and let that praise come out. And you just watch what happens to that evil. We know about the evil, amen. We know it's there. But to stop that evil, we got to let this praise come out.
Yeah. Oh, yes, God. Yes.
Oh, I give you the praise. I give you the honor. My father, my best friend,
hallelujah.
My confidant.
It's a praise.
When old Dante wanted to do something stupid, the Holy Spirit always pulled me right on back and aligned me back with the Word of God where I belong. Amen. And even in the midst of doing stupid stuff, amen, I am reminded, I am convicted of that's not who you are anymore, amen. And because of who you are, amen, you represent the blood of Jesus. And because you represent that blood of Jesus, don't allow your life, amen. I remember Bishop Paul A.G. Stewart Sr. used to always say, don't let your life saying that word, amen. So I'm going to let somebody know right now. So this time that that praise starts to go forth, and we put aside that sin, and we allow the Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forevermore, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
I'm trying to stop you.
I'm trying to stop, amen.
Let him use you.
Talk about you.
Thank you, Father. Let him use you.
Thank you.
I'm trying to stop you. Because he's been just too good.
Come on.
He's been just too good.
Come on.
Thank you.
See, Jesus. You
yes,
see, I can tell you about some turmoil. You see, I can tell you about some issues.
Yeah.
I can tell
Come
you
on.
About the situations and the circumstances and the problems and the days when you just feel like giving up, and the days where you hurt, and the days where you don't want to get out of bed, and the days when everything seems to be bogging down on you. But I'm here to let you know, throughout all of that, my Jesus is still good. My Jesus still supplies. My Jesus still for success. And because he does that, because every day that I wake up, and if I forget to say thank you in the morning, he still wakes me up every morning and says, get started on your day, because there's somebody that needs you to teach. There's somebody that needs to know about me. And because I have set you up to do just that, you don't worry about what's around you, what's in front of you, or behind you. All I need you to do is to give me the praise through your tongue. That means to keep my word, to preach my word.
Come on.
You see, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about them. It's all about the blood of Jesus. Amen.
It's all about the Jesus, amen, that gave up his life so that we could live, amen. And because he gave up his life so that we can live, amen, I have decided that I am going to live for him, amen. I have decided that my life is going to be so that somebody can see the glory through me that Jesus has given me. I have decided that regardless of what this world throws at me, I have decided that no matter how many times they break these old bones, you know, they say sticks and stones may break your bones, but words, y'all know that old saying, amen, but I'm here to let you know that the words that come out of my mouth, amen, will mend your broken bones, amen. The words that come out of my mouth that the Lord Jesus has placed inside of me, amen, will fix your broken heart, amen. The words that Jesus has placed inside of me, amen, will mend your brain, amen. It will take away the pain, the frustration, the irritation, the fatigue, the weariness. I'm here to let somebody know right now that the words that he has placed within me, amen, keeps me going every single day. And that's why I give him the praise. That's why I won't stop. That's why I cannot stop. That's why this word will continue to go forth no matter what is going on, even when this old body dies.
Whew. Yes. Mm.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
Don't
worry. Yes. Praise the Lord.
I'm with.
Yes, yes, yes. You see,
praise.
This is not how this service was supposed to go today, amen. But I have to fall in line with the Holy Spirit, amen. And I'm here to let somebody know today that I know that the enemy has been upon you. The enemy has been trying to wrap you up. The enemy has been trying to stop your praise. The enemy has been, don't you know that the enemy tapped into your future and he sees just where you are going to be. And because he knows that that's where you're going to be, if he can stop you right now, if he can stop you in your tracks right now, that you will not reach those people that's going to cling onto you for life. Do you know that you were set up to be an umbrella? Do you know that you were set up just like me to be the one to weather the storm? You are the one that can be hit on with the rocks. You are the one that's the covering for the people.
Yes.
Do you know what God has for you?
Yes.
Because God had it for you. The enemy is trying to rob you of that, but I'm here to let you know right now.
Amen.
No more will
Amen.
It happen.
Thank you, Lord.
I put the glory, I put the blood, I put the anointing of Jesus upon you, and no one will the enemy try to rob you. But you have to make up in your mind that you are victorious, and it starts right now with your prayers.
Yes.
You got to make up in your mind that you will no longer listen to the words that's put into your spirit. You got to make up in your mind right now that you are going to focus your mind solely on Jesus. You got to make up in your mind that right now that the church is your only beacon of your only source, your own. You got to make up in your mind that it is time for you to get back on that race. It's time for you to hold up that bloodstained banner. It's time that you allow the Lord to have his way in your life. It's time, because all this time that's being wasted, somebody was looking for you. Somebody wanted to talk to you. Somebody needed to hear a word from you. And because you allow the enemy to infiltrate into your camp, amen, you found yourself on the outside looking in. And I'm here to let you know that Jesus is saying, come on in, my son. Come on in, my daughter. Just give me the praise and watch what I'll do. I'll make it all go. I'll wipe it all clean. But all I need
Hallelujah.
You to do
you,
is to open up your heart and let me on in. Let me in there.
Yes,
me
Jesus.
because I got a word for you. I got a work for you. I got things for you to do, but you can't do it.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you.
Yeah!
Ooh.
Hallelujah!
Thank
you. It's
thank
time.
Preach!
You see, Jesus is ready for those true worshipers, those true disciples. He's not concerned about those that try to denounce what he has, what he is, and what he was. You see, Jesus is soon to come back. And when he comes back, he's only coming back for those that are true to his word. You can go online and think about all this other different type of stuff. The Bible even says that you're going to hear all type of things around you. But if you don't keep your mind focused on what you know, what you were raised in and what you believe, you will fall for anything. So I'm going to let somebody know today that it's all about your praise. It's time that you open up your mouth and give God that praise. I don't care where you are in the church. I don't care if you're just a layperson. I don't care if you're a minister, a missionary, a trustee, or a steward. It's time that you start giving God the praise for what you have done in your life. If you have made it all these years, you ought to give God
Jesus.
The praise. If you're asking God for a number of years,
you
need to give him the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to let you know that that praise will renew your life. That praise will renew your spirit. That praise will renew your flesh.
Come on, talk about it.
Woo!
Glory! Thank you.
I'm going to let somebody know right now that nothing can do you better than Jesus. But all he asks is that you give me some praise, that you give me just a little bit of your time, that you
give
me just some of your day, that you give me some of that hour, that you give me that whole minute. I'm going to let you know right now that if you open up your mouth and you give him the praise, you say, thank you, Jesus, for what you have done in my life. Don't you know
you
could have been dead and gone by now, but he saw you through.
Thank you,
I know some 50-year-olds. I know some 60-year-olds. I know some 70, 80, 90-year-olds.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let you know that they didn't make it thus far by not giving God the praise. They didn't make it to retirement by not giving God the praise. They didn't make it through the civil rights era by not giving God the praise. I'm going to let somebody know right now that it's all about your praise. It's all about your praise to the good master.
Yes.
And if you give him just that.
All about the praise. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Woo. The word has been spoken. Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Worship
you
is overwhelming.
Praise the Lord.
To my young people.
Amen.
I love you so much. I love you so much. You are the future. You will take my place. But if we don't start giving God the praise, there won't be no one to take yours. My friend, my pastor, Reverend Dr. Robert Hope, said that to me right before he left this earth, that he was so concerned about who will take my place. But don't worry, Pastor, there's a remnant that's waiting, and it starts now. My young people, I implore you, I challenge you, to give God the praise. The enemy is trying to wrap you up in all type of things and trying to tell you what you need to be doing and how you need to be doing everything and everybody else. But I'm here to let you know that if you give God the praise in the midst of all of this, he will show you the way out. He will show
Hallelujah.
You that he is
Thank
the
you,
Alpha
Lord.
And the Omega, the beginning
yes,
and the end, the
Hallelujah.
First and the last.
And
he is your first blessing and he is your last blessing for all you have to do. You see,
thank
you are all my young people, you are stuck in that lion's den, amen?
Jesus.
And the enemy is trying to
thank
devour
you. Lord
you. He's trying to destroy you, amen? So I'm going to let you know right now that all you got to do is give God the praise and watch those ravenous lions become little worm kittens around you. I'm going to let somebody know right now, even my older generation, my seasoned saints, some of y'all are trapped down in the lion's den too. It's time that you start giving him the praise. You
want to hold on to that old-time religion, but that old-time religion is going to find you down there
you,
in that burning old hell. And it's like, if you don't give him that praise, you are going to find
triumphant. Hallelujah.
You see, praying time is over. It's time for this mess to be done with. It's time for us to stop playing church and the media church. So I'm just letting you know right now, our praises are going up because I'm ready to God put the shower down some blessings upon his people. And if he's going to shower down some blessings upon his people, why don't you be coming in a number? Why don't you come and receive a blessing? Why don't you come on over there to Fuse Memorial? Why don't you come and find out what God is doing? You see, everybody's wondering what God is doing over at Fuse. God is teaching. God is preaching. God is preparing.
Hallelujah.
God is showing us the right way to go about things. He don't care about what denomination you in. He want to know if you are going to be holy unto him. So if you are going to...
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I've come way too far to be stopping in my tracks, Lord. I've been on this journey for so long, and I can't even find and retrace my steps. But if this going to be the moment that I'm going to give God the praise, then so be it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've done it in so many ways. I've done it through music. I've done it through speech. I've done it through rapping. But I'm going to let you know that if you just open your mouth, if you just shout, if you just scream, hallelujah, the Lord will hear you.
Yes.
The Lord will hear you.
Amen.
If you are in a low place, he'll hear you.
Yes,
all you have to do is just cry out to him.
Thank you.
Look at what's going on. This ain't a game. The Bible is not just a book. God is real.
Amen.
Jesus is real.
He's real.
The Holy Spirit, all of it is real.
Yes.
If you worship with all truth and sincerity within your heart, God is going to open in you.
You have to believe. You just have to believe.
Amen.
You just have to believe.
You know, if you don't believe, then it ain't real. But let me tell you something. God has brought me through something that no man want to go under. But you know what?
Thank you.
He brought me through. But he didn't bring me this far just to just leave me by his side.
Testify.
God is good.
Yeah.
And you just got to believe. Put your trust in him. Because... You don't know when your last breath may be.
Thank you.
All you have to do is believe, though. If you believe and you just feel the prayers and you pray and you praise him and you just give your all to him, he's going to bring you through.
Yes,
5 months ago,
yes.
I didn't know if I was going to live or die. But you know what? God did. He did. He showed me. He did. And still when he brought me out, I still didn't realize, but he keep putting faith in me, giving it back.
Yes.
God is good. God is so good. God is so good. I can't even, like I said before, if I had 10,000, 10 million, 10 billion, whatever, tongues to praise him, that would not be enough.
It wouldn't
happen. Because you know
it
what? Sit and look around. Stand and look around. Day is not promised. The next second is not. You got to believe in your heart. You got to just keep on saying thank you, Jesus. Because, like I said, it ain't promised. It ain't promised at all. So I got my head to sing, but guess what? My praise is coming out through my mouth. Regardless of what I'm singing or talking. I got on here because I said, I got to start somewhere. I can't let the devil hold me back.
No.
God is so good. And I'm sorry. I just had to say that. Continue.
Amen.
I love you.
Amen.
I love all.
Amen. Bless you. We love you. Amen. Amen. I'm here to let you know. Amen. You see, I done got a little horse. Amen. But I don't care. I don't care. The Lord is just too good to us. Amen.
Yeah.
He's just too good. He's too good. He's just too good. Amen.
And he keeps on blessing us over and over and over and over again. Hey, Texas, the second weekend in October, guess what? I ain't missed a meal. I'm just missing, okay? Because God keeps providing, keeps putting good people in my life. God is good. He provides. He's a provider. But you just have to believe. To believe.
Yes.
I know I ain't talking a minute. That's okay.
Praise
Thank
the
you,
Lord.
Father. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
I may not have everything that I want, but I got sure enough everything that I needed.
Better say that, God.
Amen.
Say that.
Speak on that, minister. Speak on it. Yes.
Yes, yes,
I may not have gotten everything off of my bucket list, but I tell you something. If anything that is on that list that is worth having, it's salvation. It's salvation and knowing that your eternity is secure. Like we talk in this generation, we're trying to secure that bag. Over in America, we're trying to secure the bag. The bag is going to disappear. The bag is going to rot. The bag, the money, whatever that bag is, it ain't permanent. What is permanent is the soul. And the soul lies within you. And that soul is the one that will last forever. But only if you give God the praise, if only you keep Jesus as your number one bestie, as long as you keep the Holy Spirit in you, that is how you will live.
He wants you to recognize who he is, put him on top, because only what you do for Christ, nothing else
will
last. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
It's the truth. We got to stop listening to these lies. We got to recognize the truth. And he is the ultimate truth.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. You see, as we have allowed the Holy Spirit to have his way, man, I first want to apologize to the minister, Rosalind Thomas, and she had prepared a message, amen, for this.
It's okay. I'm receiving the message, Pastor. It's all right.
Amen.
God has to speak.
Fine with me. God is that was the message. Praise God. Yes.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
I think it's time that we just, as we have just let the Lord have his way, man.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm full.
Yes.
I am full to the brim, amen.
Amen.
Preach the word. I'm picking up, running over.
Amen. Yeah. I would just ask if Brother Tony and Exhorter McKinney, if you guys could do an A and B selection for us before we close out.
Amen. Praise him.
Amen.
There's a sweet spirit in this place.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. Pray with me, God. There's a sweet expression on his face. And I know that it's the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us. Filling us with your love and for these blessings.
Amen.
We lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived as we shall leave this place. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived as we shall leave this place. Thank you.
God bless. God bless my sister. God bless my sister in song. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for her. Praise the Lord for her. Praise the Lord for her. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm glad Jesus blessed me. I'm so glad he blessed me, woke me up this morning, started me on my way. I'm glad Jesus blessed me. I'm so glad he blessed me. I'm so glad Jesus blessed me. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his name. I'm so glad I woke up this morning. I'm so glad I woke up this morning. I'm so glad I woke up this morning. Thank the Lord for his name. I'm so glad I woke up this morning. I'm so glad I woke up this morning. I'm so glad I woke up this morning. Thank the Lord for his name. Don't you want to praise God for his name?
Amen.
Don't you want to praise God for his name?
Praise him.
Don't you want to praise God for his name? His name is so blessing. Don't you want to praise God for his name? Don't you want to praise God for his name. Don't you want to praise God for his name? Cause his name is such a blessing. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
Mr. Tremaine.
Exhorter McKinney, receive this word from the Lord. Your desire and your willingness and your obedience to sing, regardless of how you felt that you sounded, God is going to restore your voice at full 100%. He's going to restore it back to the way that he intended for it to function, to be able to sing to the glory of him as you have just done.
Yeah.
And because of that, he is going to restore you. He is going to heal you. He is going to deliver you from what it is that is ailing you, or what is trying to ail you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thus saith the Lord. Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but I feel like I've just been hit by a truck, amen.
Amen. Say it.
Well, he has been too good
let
to us, y'all.
Let the Spirit have his way. Let him have his way. In the house tonight. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Amen.
I love you, Fuse. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you all so very much that I would give up my life for every one of you if I had to. I'm here to let you know. Amen. Thank you. It's a true blessing, true blessing to be counted amongst the holy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lose your spot. Don't lose your spot because you do not want to give him the praise.
Amen.
Give him the praise anyhow.
Yeah.
And watch what he will do in your life.
Amen.
I am going to end it right here. But I'm going to bless you before we end. Brother Kim, you know we love you, Doc. I know we didn't follow a traditional format as we normally do, amen, but you know our blessings and all is all with everybody and HubNet, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Receive the blessing.
Yeah.
And may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live.
Yeah.
May his love and his mercy, but most of all, his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And together, we celebrate this Ascension Sunday.
Amen.
Together, the Redeemer
amen.
Of the Lord. Say amen.
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 Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We are signing off.
Amen.
'Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him. I will sing holy. my Lord and Savior, my God and King. I will sing holy, I will sing
holy, I will praise the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. I will worship Him and give the praise to Him alone. He who was and is and is to come, I will sing before His throne forever.
Yeah. The angels sing, they bow down, and they say,
holy,
hallelujah.
Holy.
We are sons and daughters, we praise you now, and we cry,
holy,
yes, we cry.
Oh,
body and empty the ocean.